This is the Intentional Living Center. The doors are open, and I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Come on in. Single parents, come on in. If you're married, come on in. Young or old, come on in. Today we're going to sit around and talk a little bit about single parenting in terms of the challenges you face, what you're learning as a single parent. We have calls already coming into the studio here. If you're a single mom or dad, what has been your biggest challenge? What do you wrestle with the most? We know there's often coming out of brokenness and division and single parenting, doing it alone, the idea of being one, that can be very difficult. What's your biggest challenge? And we're going to help you think intentionally today. Single parents, you ready? This is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, so call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much. Isn't there a song that talks about one is a lonely number? Yeah. And parenting in particular can be very lonely because there you are, you're the adult, right, as a single mom or dad and trying to hold it all together. And it can be overwhelming. I've talked to so many single parents in our conferences and the things that we do to help people over the years that I say my heart goes out to you. We love you guys, and we want the best for you. When we talk single parenting, our lines are always busy. We're here for you today. What's your biggest challenge? What is it you wrestle with? 888-888-1717 is the number. I want to get to the calls ASAP. And just before we do, they're getting lined up here on the phone. Just before I get to them, just a reminder again that we're in the final days for the Family Business Conference. Very unique conference. One of a kind. In fact, I had a Christian leader call me today and say, thanks for doing this, from another part of the country. Thanks for doing this. To help families and business. We're very committed and excited. Here's the deal, though. We're going to be at the Biltmore Resort. It's next week, Phoenix. And we have meeting rooms because we're going to have, you know, the grand ballroom with our meals and our conferences. And then we're breaking into some workshops. We got a couple of them right at the point of being closed because we just have filled the rooms up. And so, in fact, we'll probably be having to do that very soon. So if you've been thinking about it and want to get registered, I encourage you to do so pretty quickly. It's going to be a great conference next Thursday, 28th, 29th, Biltmore, Phoenix. All the details at familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com.
I am a single mother with two sons, and I gave my heart to the Lord 11 years ago. And during these 11 years, I have intentionally purpose to train my two sons in the Word of the Lord and to bring them to church and their church youth group.
I think it is so important to teach our children about unconditional love and forgiveness. And something that I do to be intentional about teaching that, I'm always careful about apologizing when I've been wrong, when I do the wrong thing. But then it also helps them to understand unconditional love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
I can tell you what I did to be intentional with my teenager when he was a very obnoxious, rebellious 15-year-old. I made an intentional decision that I was going to love him no matter what.
My intentional way of raising my son is remembering every day that what I do and the things I show him and the things I teach him are what's going to direct him and lead him in his life to help that be in the Lord's way.
Single parents talking today, Intentional Living Center. Lots of calls. Let's go to the phones here right off. We're going to start with Katie in Missouri. Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
I appreciate it.
I'm amazed at how you are able to get to the heart of the matter with the callers, and I really think you have an incredible understanding of what's going on beyond the surface, and you offer excellent wisdom, so I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
A lot, and your ministry.
Well, thank you, Katie.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. What's your question today?
Well, I just wanted to mention a couple of different things. I think that single parenting can be especially challenging. I think kids can easily get caught in the middle. But I've got a couple of situations going on, and I wanted to see if you have any good advice for that. From what my son comes home and tells me, it's obvious I think his dad is speaking disrespectfully of me. And then I think it in turn causes many issues, and which one of them is that he undermines me as a disciplinarian.
Mm.
He doesn't respect me as he should. And then it's also spilled over into not respecting teachers at school, many of which who are female. He's only 5 years old, so he's pretty young, and he's at a Christian school, but he's having a lot of behaviors. And then an even greater concern is the fact that I don't think his dad is a believer. So my son's coming home and saying things like his dad is saying that Jesus is pretend and that real men don't watch veggies, things like that. So I believe that there's a great deal of spiritual warfare involved for, you know, my son's salvation.
Sounds like a very intentional.
Told me
sounds very intentional in terms of his message to his son. Do you think that your ex-husband speaks these things in terms of trying to get back at you, or is it just really his own heart on these issues and maybe not sensitive to how that can create division and confusion between you?
Yeah, and I'm not sure I've thought about that myself. I'm not sure if it's just more his own heart, you know, or if he's really trying to get back at me, but part of me thinks it's just his own heart. He originally told me he was a believer. My gut told me he wasn't, but I chose to believe him and believe that he really was a Christian. I don't think he is now, knowing more, you know, of what I know now. But it just concerns me because I feel like there's a great pull, you know,
sure.
for my son.
Well, you got a division here. Do you have a decent relationship with your ex-husband?
You know, we get along because we have to, but I don't think there's much of a relationship.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, it does. I mean, obviously, if there was a great relationship, you probably wouldn't be divorced. But I tell people in a situation like this, when you have kids, the mature person or the spiritual person, the person who loves Christ, you have to bend over backwards sometimes. You have to, you know, you have to bite your tongue and you have to suck it up and take a certain amount of grief that you wouldn't in maybe another situation for the benefit of the children. Meaning to be able to sit down with your ex-husband and say, hey, you know, can we talk about how we can, you know, co-parent, how we're going to parent this our son in a way that's respectful? And my commitment to you is I don't intend to badmouth you or undermine, you know, your home and what you're doing. But, you know, we're going to confuse this little guy. I'd appreciate it if you could at least be neutral on these issues of faith and what I'm teaching him, as opposed to being adversarial. It's confusing our son. Do you think you have a relationship enough to be able to sit and talk about the outcome that you'd like to have in this little guy's life?
I definitely would. That's been on my heart to do that. I think the only problem is that his dad will deny that he's ever said anything, and he's gotten mad before when I've confronted him, you know, just very gently about certain things. He'll say, like, oh, you're just trying to cause problems. That's not true. That's not happening.
All right, we'll say that.
So that's the only challenge.
So that's good to hear, because that's different than what I've heard, you know, Junior say when he's come back, and I just want to clarify so we can be on the same page. You know, obviously you don't have control over his life. You can't make him do or not do something. He's dad, and he's going to speak into your son's life as he chooses. But I think separate from that, Katie, your job is to really focus on your five-year-old, have an honest, open discussion, let him be able to tell you anything that he's heard or what he's feeling or what he's thinking, and without opposition or criticism about dad or what dad is saying, just say, well, you know, that's the way, you know, we need to pray for dad. In other words, a positive thing that's going to encourage your son to love his dad, at the same time, know the truth, and then live it out in your life. Here's what I believe. At the end of the day, it's not so much what parents say, it's how we live our lives and what the Holy Spirit of God does in the life of our family. And as your little boy grows up, he's five now, and he grows to be 7 and 8 and a teenager. Yeah, there's confusion. And yes, does it negatively impact growing a Christian home? Yes, no question about it. But he's going to see mom. He's going to see your life. He's going to see that Christ is real in your life. He's going to see how you handle relationships and how you handle entertainment and the joy that you have as a follower of Christ and how the fruit of the Spirit you know, flows into your life. He's not stupid. He's your child. He's going to grow up and see those things. And as you commit your son to Christ, as you live your faith, let God do his work. Ask for protection. You know, there's a verse that talks about building a hedge of protection. Pray that God would build a hedge of protection around your son, spiritually and otherwise, that he would only experience and see the truth in his life. And I think that's a powerful thing for any single parent to do when they have an unequal kind of a relationship with an ex-spouse.
For sure, yeah. I've been praying protection for him every day now. I think that's huge. So I really, really appreciate that. Yeah.
All right. Well, God will give you strength.
Great advice. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. He'll give you strength.
For sure.
One day at a time, Katie. That's why God gives us many years with our kids. Don't get discouraged. But I really do believe this, to the extent that you really want to build in the lives of your kids. Sometimes we got to bend over backward with an ex-spouse to have a good enough relationship to at least be able to talk about how we're going to raise this little boy or little girl. What do you wrestle with? Thank you, Katie, for your call. What do you wrestle with? 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can be an intentional parent. For those single parents who all of a sudden get the rug pulled out from underneath them and discover that their husband has been having an affair and now he wants a divorce. You know, the carnal part of our life says, boy, I'm hurt, I want to strike out. If you have children, don't go there. Don't badmouth your husband. I don't care if your husband was a slime ball. Now, there's a term you don't hear on Christian radio very often, slime ball. But even if your husband was one, don't badmouth him ever. You extend only kindness to him. You turn the other cheek. Why do you do that? You do that for your kids. If you badmouth your ex, and this goes for husbands badmouthing their wives as well, your kids will turn that parent into the Time Magazine Father or Mother of the Year. Don't do it. Keep the avenues open. Don't shut them down.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Lehman, Slimeball, the word of the day from Intentional Living. Talking single parenting today and your challenges, and I have four things that I've seen over the years that are challenges for single parents. And the number one is guilt. I think that so often as a parent, as a single parent, a lot of guilt. You know, I should have or could have or why didn't I? And, you know, I'm not spending enough time with my children, or I know the divorce has affected my children and I can't do this alone. And the guilt starts to overtake. And just remember, Romans 8:1 says there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if you're beating yourself up, stop it. You got to deal with what you're dealing with today and deal with this reality. The self-condemnation, the beating yourself up may give you a short-term relief, feeling a little better, like I deserve this, but long-term it does you no good, right? Trust in God, follow what the Scripture teaches, and be intentional starting today. All right, Keisha is on the line in Kansas. Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your question for me today?
Yes, sir. I am a parent of four boys. Mm-hmm. I was recently divorced. And kind of like Katie, I've been having problems with the father. When I chastise the children and tell them to do a certain thing, and then I send them with him, they don't seem to stay structured, you know, the way I send them. Sometimes he overrules what I've taught him.
Mm-hmm.
I have them consistently doing dishes, cleaning the rooms, being responsible. And then when they come back, they don't think they have to do any of that stuff. And so it's been really hard to discipline them.
Sure.
Because, like I said, when I send them over there, they don't seem to think that they have to keep the same structure. Mm-hmm. Also, I deal with dad taking them, but not watching them. He likes to leave them with other people.
Mm-hmm. So he's more absent. So, he's more of a, when the kids are there, they can kind of get do what they want and kind of live their lives. And you run a more structured home. And, of course,
yeah.
The kids, I mean, their kid, you know, they're 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Kids are going to, I mean, if you give them a choice, are they going to rather be in a place where they got to wash dishes and have rules and follow things or have freedom? Well, you know, kids are kids. They're going to be more likely to say, hey, we like it at dad's because of these things. However, Keisha, here's what I've witnessed. Kids are not stupid. You know, they watch and they see. And if in your home it's loving discipline and it's reasonable responsibilities, and there's consistency. Kids yearn for consistency long term. They want consistency. They want boundaries. No kid wants to play a game without knowing where the boundaries are for a game. And I think in terms of a parent, you know, you just stay the course. Don't get sucked into feeling guilty or that my kids are not happy because I'm too structured. you know, have a great relationship with your kids, have fun with your kids, keep the boundaries reasonable, be consistent with them. And in the long term, you're going to win this because ultimately the kids, you know, are going to hopefully, prayerfully gravitate. Now, here's the problem. They're being influenced there and they're being influenced with you, and ultimately they're going to pick. But isn't this true in life in general? Kids go to other homes and see how homes are structured. They go to school and see how school is structured. They look around and they're going to pick and choose. That's why we want to make our home so attractive, so orderly in terms of relationship and a lot of care and love, you know, that they're, as they grow up, they're not stupid. They're going to say, hey, you know, like, mom loves me. She was there for me, and there was consistency. And then you commit them to the Lord. Every day, every parent, we need to commit our children to the Lord. And if you're intact in terms of mom and dad raising your kids, you still do that. But if you're not, you really need to do that. To say, Lord, when my kids are not with me, when they're at school, when they're with their friends, when they're at the mom or dad's other home, that you protect them, that you'll guide them, that you'll give them wisdom in even their young years to see the truth, and they'll be drawn to you. And you commit them to Christ. And I think that's the important thing for you to do, Keisha. And then try to maintain that great, good relationship or best relationship you can with your ex-spouse. But that's sometimes difficult. Can you do that?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right. Well, God bless you. You're speaking what we're hearing over and over and over today. You know, when there's a break and a breach between mom and dad, I encourage you, if you're divorced today and you're looking at your other ex-spouse, ask yourself, the number one goal here should be to get these kids raised. And even if I have to compromise a little bit and negotiate a little bit and come to terms with something that's going to be healthy and consistent for these kids. But if you have an attitude that says, I'm paying my ex-spouse back, and I'm going to use the kids to do it, I'm telling you, you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it with those kids and in your own spirit, and it's not worth it. You know, if the focus is on those kids and raising those kids, that should be your number one priority.
Well, we have a small business. We have a detail shop. We do automotive detailing and window tinting. My husband and I that run it. Some of the things that we do that are intentional that are making a huge difference is we make sure that we're both on the same page with each other, that we're both up to date with what's going on. He does the work in the back and I run the office. And every day before we leave, we sit down and have a little meeting and talk about, you know, things that we could do better, things that we could improve.
Hey, listen, you know, when you work together in a family business, either draws you together or it separates you and it divides. See, we have five essential areas of life we teach about, you know, our faith, our family, our work, our health, and finance, and family business touch all of those, all five of them. And that's why we're doing a very unique family business conference next week, May 28th, 29th, at the Biltmore Resort in Phoenix. We have people, individuals, couples, families coming from all over the United States representing all sorts of industries, small businesses, startups, larger businesses, and we have a great lineup of teachers, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Here's the deal. We have a couple of our breakout sessions that are virtually sold out now. We don't have room, and we're going to have to cut those classes off here in the next day, probably. But we'd love to have you still be a part of this. Check it out at familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. If you're a single parent and having to do double duty, we'd still love to hear from you. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And speaking of kids, Dr. Randy's best-selling book at the Intentional Living Center is Raising Responsible Adults. It's a great help, so order yours today at theintentionallife.com/store. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more for you single parents. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Flush my cell phone down the toilet.
Why do children often do the opposite of what we ask? This month, when you become a monthly member or give a gift of any amount, you'll receive Dr. Randy Carlson's DVD, What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave. Discover some important keys to parenting, including the three levels of misbehavior your child uses to get your attention. To learn more and to make your support gift this month, visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com from the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right, thank you, and welcome to the center here today. And lines have been very busy, and I want to get to them quickly, talking single parents. Barry's in Texas with a comment today. Go right ahead, Barry. You're on the air.
Hello, Randy. This is Barry, and I live in Lubbock, Texas.
Well,
and I've had custody of my little boy since he was 5 months old. Mm. He's now seven. And I think my comment would be, as you said, you know, you've made mention that, you know, being with your a woman or a man raising children or a child, it is sometimes a lonely path. And I think as the man, it's very important to be that leader, even if it's just you and him or you and her, the little child, and show them that you love them unconditionally, and there's always a reset button every day. And that I'm preparing my child for the path and not the path for the child. And I keep him in church, and I let him see me pray. I let him see me cry. I let him, you know, I just try to teach him that, you know, because it's real important that he's not in the middle of anything that's going on that's out of our control, mm-hmm. and that he's just loved, and that he sees that in my representation of Christ every day, mm-hmm. And that dad's not perfect or mom's not perfect, but we're going to live for Christ, and we pray together. We pray over these things and some things he doesn't understand, and it's hard to explain, you know, when you see it's the new norm now for people to raise children without being married. And I've talked to him about that, and I told him this was not God's design, and that you know, dad loves him, and I try to give him the motherly touch as much as I can, as well as, you know, the dad part too, but not just be mm-hmm. you know, dad.
Well, I think you really touched on the big idea, I think, for today's program, Barry, which is don't put the kids in the middle of your problems. These are adult issues, and it's tough to be a single mom or dad, but you got to do it. And in terms of letting your child grow up and see what God's intention is, and teaching the truth, and acknowledging where you have failed, and still what God's picture is. I mean, children want to hear the truth. As you share the truth, that becomes a powerful part of being an intentional parent. There's no question about it. Very good. Good advice. Thank you. I appreciate it, Barry.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. You know, we talk about some of the challenges I've seen. I talked about guilt. I think another one is self-doubt. You know, many times you just don't, you doubt yourself, you know. Maybe you feel like a failure. Your marriage failed, and maybe I'm going to be a failure here. So you start to second-guess how you discipline. And I think there's a verse that's a great encouragement to me, and hopefully to you too, Psalm 73:26, where it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." That's a great reminder, isn't it? It's a great encouragement to you. Then inconsistency is another thing I've seen as a challenge. You know, you're up and you're down depending on wanting your child to like you one day, and then they come home from dad or mom's house, and you say, wow, there's a Disneyland parent over there, and I've got to be the disciplinarian. And so you find yourself being inconsistent. And it's really important as a parent, and all parents, including single parents, just be consistent. Be consistent so they know that they can count on the routine. They need the routine from you as a parent today. And then finally, another challenge is out of control or over-controlled children. It can be either way. We had the helicopter parent discussion, you know, the hover kind of mother or father. At the same time, you can have be out of control in terms of out of control. And as a parent, you need to be in control. You need to be disciplined as a parent in order to raise a disciplined child. Today, focusing on what are the ingredients of being an intentional parent. It says in the book of Psalms, Psalm 4:4, be angry, but do not sin. Isn't that interesting? You know, I have always said that emotions are given to us as a fuel. If you're a person that has emotion, see this as a gift from God. Why am I angry right now? What is God's intention about this anger that I'm feeling? Is it driving me to healing, to forgiveness? Is it driving me to understand myself and my own failings or how I contributed to the problem? Is it something that I'm trying to control? Am I trying to be a person that's, you know, always being able to control everything around me, and when things aren't in control, I get angry? What is God's intention about anger in our life? If God didn't have an intention for it, He wouldn't give it to us. Very true. That is an excerpt from the teaching that's available each and every month, a brand new teaching. And for the month of May, it's on the topic of tripwires in our life, things that when we step over them, they remind us of a wake-up call. They're kind of a wake-up call in our lives. Very practical lesson for the month of May. And I hope you'll enjoy it. Thank you for your support. Monthly members, you keep us going every day, and God bless you. If you're not a member, come and join us. Your monthly support allows Intentional Living to stay on the air. I want to thank Kathy from Bancroft, Michigan. These folks are some folks who've recently joined us, and Ricky from Brownfield, Texas, and Carla from Dubuque, Iowa, recent members of the Intentional Living Monthly Support family. And you'll be receiving every month the teaching. By the way, this month of May, for every gift received, if you share a single gift with the ministry, maybe for the very first time, or you share a gift, an ongoing support, and you ask for it, we're going to send to you the DVD, What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave? And, of course, that's right in line with what we're talking about today. Maybe you or someone you know could benefit from that. Your gift to the ministry, and we'll send you What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave DVD. Our gift to you. You can share a gift today by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the donate button. Hey, listen, here's some upcoming programs. This is an interesting one. Who led you to Christ? Who was it that really made a difference in your life? Who pursued you spiritually, prayed for you? Who was it that really crossed paths at the right moment in time in your life? We want to hear that. We want to hear who that person is. So be prepared to join us. Standing in the Gap, GAP, Grandparents as Parents, when grandparents have to step up and carry the load. That's another topic coming. And then our friend Charles Morris from Haven Today, Finding God's Joy Through Tragedy. And boy, he has a tragic story in his own life that he'll share with you. These are upcoming programs from Intentional Living. Again, the Thrive Conference for Family Businesses. Check it out. We'll see you next time.